Sean McIsaac is part of the bid committee for the Alberta Winter Games for 2014. How long has it taken to put this whole bid together?
Well, we started about 4 or 5 months ago. We've got well over 500 man hours into just putting the bid together. And this is our shot at showing these people what we've got in terms of infrastructure and people and resources. And we're really excited to put our best foot forward.
You guys are obviously very passionate about bringing the 2014 Alberta Winter Games to Canmore and Banff. Why do you feel so strongly about it?
Well, I just think we've got a beautiful valley here. We've got a lot of really talented people. You know, the infrastructure that we have in place, our outdoor enthusiasm, it just lends itself well. And we've hosted World Cups before for both downhill and cross country. So it just makes sense that this is a natural fit. And, you know, Rob, I think it's our turn. Very first Alberta Winter Games were held in Banff some 36 years ago, and it's been a long time since they've been held in southern Alberta, and it's our time.
And so what's going to be happening today? What are you going to be presenting to the selection committee?
They know that we've got the facilities. I mean, obviously the Nordic Centre and the Banff Centre, the new multiplex that's going in. I think what they're looking at is, what are we like for people? Can we organize six people on a tour for 4 hours? And if we can't, then how can we organize a multi-million dollar, 2,600 athlete event?
I'm with Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen. What would getting the Alberta Winter Games mean for the community of Banff?
Well, I think just in the spirit of athleticism and promoting the province and promoting our destination to the province, it would mean a lot. But I think the fact that Banff and Canmore will have an opportunity to work on this together is just another great opportunity for that cooperation between the two communities.
Also be a great opportunity to showcase your brand new rec center too, eh?
Absolutely. Our brand new rec center, the Fenlands, will be used significantly during the event. And yes, that'll be great. And again, for all of Alberta to see it, because it means potential future business, not only for Banff, but certainly for the facility.
And with Olympic athlete Becky Scott. Becky, how did you get involved with the bid committee?
I was recruited by my friend Sibylla Lane, who's a member of this committee here, and yes, happily agreed to be a part of it. You know, as I said, youth development is really something that's close to my heart, and I want to see the sport continuing to grow and thrive and be as much a part of that as I can be.
And I understand you were actually in the Alberta Winter Games some years ago.
I was, yes. I went to a number of Winter Games as a young skier, and actually even Summer Games as a fledgling triathlete. That didn't last long, but but yeah, definitely built my career through, you know, through provincial events like the Winter Games, and really, you know, they really shaped my development as a racer.
Al Fisher's on the Alberta Winter Games Selection Committee, and what kinds of things do you look for when you make a recommendation for where to hold the games?
The games are about athletes, and we look for key for the things that athletes, so the facilities, the organization, the accommodation, food services, all that are very important. But also we really look at for the spirit of the organizing committee, you know, and that, because people make a good games. You guys have great facilities here, and so the people and being able to raise the money is the key for us, and want to learn more about the bid committee and all the people here, so see how it goes, okay?